from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
WGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio.
An Odyssey Sports Station. Mornings on the Game means more of the morning shift.
Nice.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, Mike and Bo hanging out with QB1, Kirk Cousins, man. Thanks for hanging out with us. First of all, we got to start with this morning, man, because the power being off. How crazy was the morning for you guys, man? And, you know, what kind of changes did you make, and who kind of took the reins on that?
Well, it went last night, and we assumed it might come back on quickly. And when it didn't, after a while, they said we could go home if we needed air conditioning. So I was pretty soft and got in my car and drove home. Got a good night of sleep. But I was still off this morning, and our staff, our support staff, just did an excellent job of, you know, getting us food and setting up the schedule and getting the field ready. And we still had a very productive morning. And that, I think, is a big testament to coaches and staff just trying to make it as seamless as possible. So we got a lot of work done. Yeah.
Well, one of the good things about that is you move up practice just a little bit. It's a nice gentle breeze out here. It's your first, from what I understand, it's your first training camp in the South, right? I mean,
Richmond, Virginia and Washington was pretty hot and humid, but yeah. But yes, the true South. If you don't want to call Richmond the South, this is definitely warm. It's not Minnesota.
Has anybody given you any tips to make you know help you deal with some of the heat down here? I know that it's a little bit different.
Yeah, I think you just got to be in it. I think your body acclimates. I think your blood thins a little bit, and so, you know, I think we're getting used to it, and it's good to be out in it and getting the work in, going full speed, and I think we've handled it well so far.
You know, one of the things that's been coming out of camp with you is the relationship with you and Jesse Bates. You guys are clearly meeting, and Jesse had talked about he's taking things back to the secondary, and, you know, obviously you're taking things back to your guys. How did you guys come up with that and kind of set that up, and how is it for you? What are you learning from that?
Yeah, he intercepted me yesterday, so he's probably taken more from those meetings than I am, but it was also a reminder that he may be a little different than your average safety. So, no, I think it was just in the spring, you know, hey, you know, could we watch film and we need to do it more, you know, we need to find the time to keep doing it. But, you know, I kind of see him as the quarterback of the defense a little bit. And he's a problem, you know, it's tough when you drop back. It's Ed Reed. It's Troy Polamalu. It's you drop back and you're like, I see where Jesse is, but I don't think he's going to end up there. And so it kind of puts something in the back of your mind, and, it's hard to play fast. It's hard to play decisive. And, you know, safeties want to be in their position. They want to do their job. And I think at times when, you can know things well enough to say, I'm going to leave my job but not hurt the team because I can go help somebody and get some, go make a play. You better know what you're doing, and he does.
I know that reads will take you certain places in a play, but how often do you kind of go against the read to, A, keep a guy involved in the play and know that the ball will come to him, or just put a guy up to bat to build that chemistry and trust?
Yeah, I think you just said it. In training camp especially, I want to see guys have to make 50-50 catches. I want to see guys have a chance to make a play. So, you know, a guy may not be as open as I want him to be during the season, but I'll still throw it because I say, hey, I want to see what this guy can do. And so you may not have as quite a high of a completion percentage in training camp, but you're trying to experiment a little bit and let coaches evaluate and see. So there was some of that even today. And then when you get to the real thing, you probably want to be as, you know, efficient as you can. And if you got to progress, you got to progress.
Hanging out with Kirk Cousins here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Kirk, one of the, you know, we talk about relationships with Jesse Bates. One of the intriguing things for me, you know, I played here with T.J. Yates. I actually played in the Senior Bowl with Zach Robinson. Yeah. I mean, those guys, Zach is, you know, draft class of 2010, T.J. 2011. You're right after them.
Right.
That's such an interesting thing when you talk about coaches and how close you are all in age. What's that relationship been like with that? I mean, you guys play golf together, anything like that? And I know that's got to be fun to hang out with guys that have been in your shoes.
Yeah, and honestly, I think they know football, you know, better than me, so I'm still a sponge trying to learn from them. And, you know, I had young coaches in Washington with Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan and Matt LaFleur. They weren't that much older than me. And then you go to Minnesota. Kevin O'Connell's only 3 years older than me, I think, 4 years older than me. And Chris O'Hara, my quarterback coach in Minnesota, was younger than me. So I don't really care too much about age. If you know ball and you can help me, then I'm going to listen and I'm going to be coachable. And that's what we got with TJ and Zach.
One of the other cool things, speaking of quarterbacks that really know their ball, Matt Ryan got a chance to speak to the team this offseason. And that's such an integral part, I think, for any Atlanta Falcon is knowing Matt Ryan, knowing his history. Obviously, you faced off with Matt in the past, but what has that relationship been like? Have you got a chance to kind of, you know, pick his brain a little bit about not only, you know, the game of football, but this organization and what has he been able to share with you?
Yeah, we had a good phone call when I first signed with the Falcons. Just wanted to touch base with him and ask some questions about all things Atlanta and Atlanta Falcons, and he was an open book, very helpful. And then, you know, really emphasized, just say, I'm always here as a resource. And I've texted with him a few times, and I went back now and studied some of his best seasons and try to take some notes. And when I finish that study, I want to get together with him again and kind of talk through it and hear it from his perspective. So there's more to go there too, just like with Jesse Bates. Like, one conversation is great, but I'd rather have, you know, 10 or 12 with Matt, because there's so much to learn. So we'll keep getting there.
Speaking of Sean McVay, and then, you know, up in Minnesota, you've been running the system for a few years. How easy has it been, that transition coming to Zach Robinson, his first year as a play caller, and kind of learning how he wants to do things?
Yeah, like you said, there's still changes. You know, it's still Zach's offense now, and so there's some wrinkles. And because I was in Minnesota for 2 years while Zach was in L.A. for 2 years, they evolved in L.A. And so now he's coming to Atlanta with some thoughts that in Minnesota we didn't bring with us there. So there's still some change, and then you add the personnel differences. And so we do have a lot of, oh, I didn't know you wanted that, or okay, I better understand that now. So we still have to kind of work through those kinks.
Speaking of the personnel, you and Kyle Pitts seem like you have instant chemistry. Obviously, Pitts had a great rookie season, and it's kind of been derailed a couple of years, but it looks like he is back 100%, and the connection between you guys, even over the Saturday night event, has been really good so far.
Yeah. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We just got to keep him healthy, first of all. You know, I think injuries have hurt him the last couple of years. And so if we can keep him, you know, at his best, I think he'll show up. And then we just got to put him in, you know, opportunities to really be successful, you know, give him those chances where he's able to be at his best. And I think we want to be, you know, pretty multiple in what we do and spread the ball around. And he's going to be a big part of that.
Finishing up with quarterback Kirk Cousins here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Kirk, listen, that's enough football for right now. Let's pivot. obviously, you know, you found some newfound stardom with the quarterback series and all that. And a lot has been made about you moving down here, having, you know, family close, your wife being from the Alpharetta area. Listen, I've been around my in-laws enough to know it can be a little bit different. What's that relationship been like, and how cool has it been to actually, you know, live in a city where your wife is from?
Well, we get good grandparent help, I can tell you that. No, they're thing, awesome. Yeah, it is. Our my in-laws are pretty laid back, so I've always felt comfortable around them. And what's fun is they love sports. And so the fact that the Atlanta Falcons would dominate our life, they look at us and they go, of course it would. Like, the Atlanta Falcons has dominated their lives for a bunch of years before I ever played for them. So it's such a natural transition for them. They were out at practice just the other day and enjoyed watching and being a part of it all. So it's fun. I think, you know, it's a little living a dream a bit for them because of how much the Atlanta sports teams have meant to them all these years. And now I want to deliver on that, you know, and I want to see my father-in-law at the Super Bowl, you know, watching us win. And so we got a long ways to go to get there, but that's certainly a dream of mine.
Your wife, obviously a Georgia grad, much has been made about that. I'm assuming her parents, Georgia fans. Do they remember the bowl game where you squared off with Georgia? And I wonder if they were watching thinking, hey, that guy's a pretty good quarterback.
Well, after that bowl game is when Julie and I met. So that was kind of how I met them, was through that bowl game. But it was quite a game. They did not. My father-in-law was not in a good mood. And Julie said, Dad, we're going to go meet, you know, the opposing team quarterback because we have a family friend who knows him. And my father-in-law said, I don't want to do that. So he actually stood off away from the Michigan State bus and crowd where I met Julie. He stood away. And he said, I don't want to do this. He was pacing. He was upset.
Did you give him like a distant wave? Like, hey.
I didn't. But he, man, he loves the dogs. He's got season tickets. He watches every game. It means so much to him. He's been, you know, he'll go to all the bowl games. And so, you know, the whole in-laws basement that I stay in, I mean, there's murals of Uga, photos of Ringo's interception to seal the national championship. I mean, it's everywhere. And so I am adopted as a dog, you know. So I've been to the G-Day. I've pet Uga. You know, I'm 2 feet in. And it is nice to know that, hey, in that one game I played him, we did win. Yeah. So I got that, but I threw 3 interceptions in the game, so I don't take much credit on that victory. Georgia kind of got the best of me that day, but at least we did win, and now I'm Georgia ride or die.
All right, I know when you got here, you talked about Cookout was your place. You love Cookout, but you've been here for a little bit now. Have you either gotten sick of Cookout and need something else, and what's your alternate place now?
So we got back from second year high school the other night, late practice, and there was snack, but guys were like, hey, what do we do for dinner? And I thought, you know, where do we go? And a teammate goes, let's go to Parma. And I said, okay, I don't know what Parma is. And they said, well, Google it. So I Google it. The first thing that comes up is a Krispy Kreme burger. And I just said, like, yes, like somebody in this universe gets me.
I've had it.
So apparently Drew Dahlman went there, and he eats really clean. You know, he takes care of himself. And he said to the waitress or waiter, he said, how many people actually order this? And the waiter said, you'd be surprised, a lot. Like, people are just coming in here. And so Drew said that was kind of a sad commentary on society, but I told Drew, I said, I'm one of those people. Like, I'm one of those people who's gonna go in there proudly and order it someday. I haven't been yet, but I'm very excited. It's on my to-do list, get to Parma, get the Krispy Kreme burger, and just see what's going on. And it's not a donut sliced in half. It's two donuts, one on top. I mean, that's right up. That's speaking my love language.
I think that's speaking all of our love language, all right? This circle anyways. So this really hasn't applied to you in training camp, but we've been asking everybody, and we've got some very emphatic answers on the Guardian cap, and would guys ever wear it in a game? Oh, and there's, and Drake London probably had the most, I felt, researched answer on it, yeah. But would you ever wear it in a game if, you know, I mean, obviously you can, but would you ever wear it?
I have never thought about it for myself. I guess because I'm always wearing a red jersey in practice, I don't really think about it. But apparently you could get one that would have the Falcons logo, so it would look like the helmet. I mean, if we really care about player health and safety, we probably should, right? But, man, they make a helmet now that it was tested, and it's safer than wearing a Guardian cap, and guys still don't wear that helmet. Yeah. So I don't really know. I don't know. My helmet's done the job for years. It's done the job. So I think that's part of the problem. Even Tom Brady was saying that when they made him change his helmet of, I'm very happy with my helmet. I've had great outcomes. Why do I need to change? I think there's a lot of that going on.
Kirk, we're happy to have you in Atlanta, man. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thanks for your time, and good luck this season.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Awesome, awesome stuff from QB1, Kirk Cousins, yesterday hanging out with me and Bo after practice. And I got a lot of takeaways. You know, first and foremost, him talking about Jesse Bates being the quarterback of the defense and kind of comparing the way he plays safety to Troy Polamalu and Ed Reed. But, guys, just as personable as you can possibly imagine, man. I could have talked to that guy for half an hour.
The answer about training camp and how he'll you know, because Archie and I were talking about this. It's full transparency. That's how that question came up. Archie and I were talking about training camp and what guys do, and you know, talking about the Reed takes you over here, but still keeping a guy involved and going there to put him at the bat to build that trust. It kind of reminds me of when we see guys do rehab assignments in baseball or spring training, right? And how they'll be working on a pitch or something, and they're like, oh, man, he's terrible. He's not ready. And then he comes up, and he throws, you know, what Bryce Elder does like that. It's because they're working on stuff. And that's what that's why you can't overreact to every single thing that happens in camp. It's why I don't know how to watch camp anymore, because I don't want to make a big deal about it stuff. But then again, I'm like, man, that was awesome. And so, you know, you just kind of get in this thing where you don't know what to think of things.
I have so much respect for Kirk Cousins, and even more so after listening to that interview. And I think he's at one of the best places he's ever been in his career. We knew he was a leader in Minnesota, but this is a different kind of leadership that Kirk is showing us here in Atlanta. There's a young team. He's got a lot to really just make his own here. And I think he's really stepping into that. It's really nice. And he's so personable with everybody. Dude. To you guys, to third string, whoever, it doesn't matter. He wants to know who you are, where you came from, why you are the way you are. Makes him a great teammate. It's going to make this football team a better team. I think Kirk Cousins being around, we are just starting to scratch the surface on the benefits of that. Yeah,
that's a great call. He actually asked me a couple questions before we even turned the microphone on. I was like, all right, man. We're here to talk to you, buddy. Man, look, we're going to talk more about that Kirk Cousins interview.
He liked my hat.
There you go. I can't wait. We're going to talk about that Kirk Cousins interview continuing. More Falcons to come. We'll go in the huddle. We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson. This hour brought to you by Zero Risk, smart, lasting, clean. Make sure you stick with us. Atlanta Braves talk on the other side. Sports Radio 929 again.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.